Proclamation number 8140 of 31st of March, 1962. Feeding the light from above. You can constantly receive messages from above. Because my love is never spent too much. Because I myself want to be in constant contact with you and therefore bless every hour you give me. Because your free will is necessary for me to be able to communicate with you. But you will always receive delicious gifts even if you don't immediately recognize their value. If you consider the dark spiritual state the human being is in when he starts earthly life, then he cannot be grateful enough for the light which illuminates you inwardly, which is already a sign that you are close to your goal. And if you are enlightened, i.e., if you have already gained knowledge about your beginning and your goal, about your relationship with me and about all spiritual correlations which affect your existence as a human being, then this also means that you have escaped my adversary's power who, as the Prince of Darkness, does not want to let people attain the light and therefore does everything to keep them in spiritual darkness. But you possess a light, you have freed yourselves from his power, which does not exclude his constant attempts to win you back again and to draw you into his dark realm. But he no longer succeeds. But he will no longer succeed as soon as you stand in the light of truth, for this will push him away time and again because he flees the light from me. Knowledge is inexhaustible and you can constantly be permeated by my light of love. Thus constantly receive truthful knowledge which will make you happy and let you mature in your realization. You need only turn to me in your desire to receive this delicious gift of grace from me, be it directly or also indirectly through my messengers. But it has always come forth from me myself when my spirit could pour into an open heart. The brighter the light now shines within you, the more you will feel urged to let it radiate out. Anyone who receives this gift of grace from me cannot help but pass it on. Pass it on to his fellow human beings and also inform them of his knowledge. For the light possesses a luminosity which radiates far into the night. And night is still everywhere where people are in spiritual darkness, where they lack the pure truth. The twinkling lights do not give off a glow. They cannot illuminate the human heart. Thus knowledge cannot inspire which does not correspond to truth. My adversary, however, does not want to let the truth penetrate. He does everything in order to extinguish the light even where it is recognizable and spreads its illusion. My love, however, will truly know how to protect the light and time and again let bright light shine down to earth and you so that the darkness will be broken through and people will clearly see a path in the light which they will now also take because they know that it leads upwards towards the final goal. If I can convey my word to earth through your will then you truly possess an immeasurable treasure of grace, for everything is offered to you through my word, light and strength. Food and drink for your souls. Any weakness you may have shown at the beginning of your earthly life can be taken away from you and give way to a measure of strength which will let you accomplish everything you now strive for, because you recognize why you live on earth. The sun of the spirit shines brightly for you. You slowly regain the abilities you once lost due to your apostasy from me. You change your nature because you receive the strength to do so through my word, and you slowly take on your original nature again. For I show you the way, I explain everything to you, I admonish and warn you. I speak to all my children with a language of love, if only it is possible for me to convey my word directly to earth. And such evidence of my love can never remain ineffective. It must lead to shaping yourselves into love and thus also to uniting with me, which is the ultimate purpose of your change across earth. Therefore only open your hearts to me and catch my ray of love. Let it become bright in you and thus also drive away the adversary who cannot tolerate light because it emanates from me and he is and will remain my enemy for eternal times to come. But he will not be able to oppose the light which radiates from me, and thus he will also not be able to force you to return to his dark realm again. For he has lost power over you because you fully consciously give me your will, you who daily request my gift of grace and gratefully accept it from my hand. For you then let me be present in you, and where I am he cannot be. Where I am there is light, and there his power is broken. Amen.